My post on groundnuts, aflatoxin, and saloon gossip has seen me get a few phone calls from people who want to grow groundnuts for the Kenyan market. One such call was from a young man who comes from the groundnut growing areas of Kenya, who wanted to find out how can he grow aflatoxin-free groundnuts. My first reaction was, I'm a trader. I really do not know much about agricultural extension services. So I suggested he gets in touch with his county agricultural extension officer. Immediately, I felt a sense of despair in his voice as he hung up the call. And I felt God remind me the reason why he had reached out to me was because he had found a sense of hope in my article. I felt rebuked because he had come to me looking for a private sector approach to the groundnut value chain. Hi, my name is Faustina, F-O-S-T-I-N-A, Mani as in cash, but spelled M-A-N-I. I am the Global Trade Engagement Director at Better Grains. I'm also the founder of a marketplace called Mothers of Africa Mobile Soko. I believe Africa can feed itself. I believe Africa can profit from agricultural trade, and that is why I am championing for a market revolution that favors Africa. Since that phone call, I have received several other phone calls asking for information about planting groundnuts. My response has since changed, and today I have now taken the market's approach. One caller had actually done some extensive work where he had identified an ideal piece of land, had even tested the soil, so he was calling to look for certified seed. While I do not sell certified seed, I chose to respond from a market perspective. My question to him was, will you be able to compete with Uganda and Malawi market prices in the Kenyan market? My post on my aha moment has received the most views of anything I have ever posted, and the numbers keep growing. Clearly, I'm not the only one frustrated about how simply putting seed and nurturing it into a harvest is not becoming equal to earning more money for many Africans, especially the farmers. I have carefully reviewed the comments and looked for likes from my post, including the numerous calls that I have been receiving, and it's clear to me Africa is struggling to identify the ideal position within the agricultural value chain where one can use their gift and talent to earn more money for themselves. The African Continental Free Trade Area has an estimated combined gross domestic product of about $3.4 trillion. A trillion is a million, that is about 12 zeros. Kenya's debt currently stands at 64 billion. A billion is 1,000 million, that is 90. Kenya has the potential to trade within Africa and clear her debt. Africa's one large market is the largest world market. The world knows it, and they are gearing themselves to take advantage of the opportunities presented by the African Continental Free Trade Area. The only question is, do Africans know this? Are they willing to invest in themselves so that they can begin to trade? Africans need to be uniquely positioned to benefit from agricultural trade, especially Africa's agricultural trade. In response to addressing these problems, I have launched a number of programs that are meant to help Africans strategically position themselves to take advantage of these market opportunities. The programs are online training programs whose purpose is to help individuals identify their right fit based on their skills and talents. There is a great challenge to our African individual mindset. Africans have been blessed with much land. Actually, when we compare to other countries, our agronomical upbringing or background has given us access to much land. Yes, well, I agree we're moving to the urban city, but the majority of us do have access to land. Yes, Africans have been blessed with much land. Unfortunately, the African employment skilled education has left many of us completely helpless regarding what we're supposed to do with the land that we've been blessed with, especially the continent's agribusiness potential. I, however, do believe that the time has come for Africa to take its destiny into our own hands, and that is why I have developed an agribusiness mentorship and coaching programs. Africa's agricultural development must begin to yield results. However, to do that, Africans must get fed up with their poor agricultural development and begin to take up and come up with their own solutions. Solutions cannot come from governments, but rather individuals looking at themselves and coming up with creative ideas and innovation on what it will take to solve Africa's agricultural problems. I'm looking to build a community and a network of such agribusiness entrepreneurs who can access business opportunities provided to them. However, they have to be willing to think differently and do business differently. I'm looking for people who are willing to work with what they have to grow their business. Perhaps it's time Africa's agribusiness entrepreneurs chose to bootstrap and grow their business instead of chasing investors, because when I look at the success rate of such startups, the success rate is very wanting. I choose to be that African who looks at what is in my hands and begins to offer services, products and distributions from the numerous requests I have received from various companies who are targeting Africa's mass market. I want to do business differently. I want to do business using what is within my means and what I'm capable of affording. I have a huge backlog of requests from various foreign major distribution companies from all over the globe seeking my assistance. There are many times I ask myself, why me? But I've also begun to learn that my simple obedience to using what is within my hands to solve a problem is what has gotten me this far. The good news is I don't have to solve the problem the same way others do. I am simply solving the problem my way. This is my journey of 1,000 miles, which began with one step. I began my journey with one step. The path has not been straight. I'll be the first one to admit that I've had a few knockouts that have saw me hit the floor so many times. And yet, like Proverbs 24:16 and Proverbs 37:24, though a righteous man may fall 7 times, the Lord upholds him with his hands. Yes, I have been hit a few times, but I'll also be the first one to admit that I've had to get myself up and dust myself. There are times when the knockout was too intense. The Lord literally had to stretch out his hand and hold me up. But when I look back, I say I still got up. Yes, I've had my share of failures. Yes, I've had a few knockouts. But what I love about my knockouts is I still get up. What I love about my failures is with each failure, there have been valuable lessons to be learned. They were never failures, or were they mistakes? They were simply lessons learned on how to do things differently. As the Lord has stretched out his hand to me and helped me dust myself by lovingly showing me my errors, he has also been rebuking my attitude. And the best part, he has also been encouraging me to get up and go on, because someone needs to hear what I know. Someone needs to hear what I see. Someone needs to be challenged into believing into the transformation for Africa's agricultural markets and agribusiness. There are many African lives to be transformed. And so I must get up. So I must speak. So I must continue this journey of transforming Africa's agriculture. Yes, the calls keep coming and people are looking for me to offer agricultural extension services. Yes, there are many who have queries that belong to government. But with each process, I'm learning that while I may not be able to provide the extension services in the capacity that the government would or many scientists would, I can still offer a market perspective. Perhaps in the market perspective, there within lies a new way of doing business differently. And so, as I continue to answer the groundnut farming distress call, my journey continues. I've not arrived, but I'm doing much better than when I started. There are valuable lessons I've learned. There are new people I have met, and I continue to transform and touch lives by changing people's mindsets towards Africa agribusiness. Thank you for listening to me. So please do subscribe to my channels on social media. And it's a pleasure to serve you as we work together on transforming Africa's agricultural market. Thank you and God bless you.